Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Joseph in New York. Aloha, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Aloha to you also. Last night, I was scouring through the YouTube, and I found a two-hour program called A Noble Lie. And it was in reference to the 1995 Tim McVeigh and the Murray Building situation. Now, I think Alex Jones has one of his documentaries, so I don't know which way to go. But anywho, I am telling you it was an eye-opener on what our government has been doing to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I was in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11 with Richard Gage, who we're going to be talking to again on Monday, the point I was making in my presentation was to go back and look at all of the lies and deceptions. You know, Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. Roosevelt not only knew the Japanese were coming, he deliberately provoked them into doing it. And then acted like it was a surprise to anger the American people into throwing their money and their babies onto the Japanese bayonets. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. It goes on and on and on. The Lusitania was, in fact, carrying war materials, which made it a legitimate target for the German U-boats. And 9/11, USS Liberty, all of these things. And when you go back and you understand the extent of the lying by the U.S. government to control and trick and deceive the American people, you come to understand that Boston isn't a unique, unusual event. It is business as usual.
Go ahead. I agree. You know, I was, believe it or not, I'm a big Imus fan.
Yes.
And he does get some good authors on there. And I can't remember the guy's name. But it was autobiography of Teddy Roosevelt. And Teddy Roosevelt, according to this author, was the original starter of setting Japan up for what they did to us.
Could very well be. I mean, could very well be. The further you look, the more you realize that the American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. There is almost no truth and accuracy coming out of the U.S. government, certainly not about the economy, or from the corporate media. They're lying about everything except the weather and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather.
Oh, yeah. And the video games.
And in the video games.
Well, that's
all right.
All
right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. I just posted a link to that video at whatreallyhappened.com if you want to go look at that. And again, in the midst of all of this brouhaha about Boston, something the federal government probably doesn't want the American people remembering is it is the 20th anniversary of the FBI's assault on the church in Waco, Texas. It is the 18th anniversary of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and that is rife with all kinds of evidence that that, too, was a government operation to propagandize the American people to be afraid of domestic terror. And it just goes on and on and on. This is all they know how to do is fraud and deception. They don't know how to run a country on the basis of honesty and accuracy and truthfulness. They don't. They've been doing it the other way for so long. Institutionally, they don't know any other way. Got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker and need a paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. One other anniversary on this day that you should remember. Today is the anniversary in 1775 of the battles of Lexington and Concord. And that's Concord, Massachusetts, not Concord, New Hampshire. And these battles came about because the British government decided they were going to confiscate the military weapons of the citizens' militias. And so they started marching in, and of course this is what triggered Paul Revere's ride and William Dawes' ride, and the British are coming, the British are coming. Oh, who cares? Well, could I sell you some Revere ware? And of course it didn't work out well for the British, and that was really the start of the American Revolution. And that's probably a little aspect out of history they don't want you thinking very much about as Obama's gun grab kicks into high gear. And given how the schools are already teaching our kids that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to you, you don't like guns, you don't want guns. I wonder if they mention the battles of Lexington and Concord anymore. I know the public schools don't teach about the Currency Act. And by the way, there's this wonderful video that I linked to from whatreallyhappened.com. Remember yesterday we had that 19-year-old kid call in, obviously very clued in, and I said, this gives me hope for the future when the young people, when the next generation are starting to figure this stuff out. That's the most positive sign I've seen in a long time. And then I got this video today of these two little kids. They made a video about the Currency Act. And they get it. They understand what was going on with the Currency Act and how it led to war and revolution. So, anyway, I'm going to get off the Boston thing. I got a lot of other stories I want to cover, and I got to get them done before Claire comes in here at the top of the next hour. In response to Boston, New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg wants to pass a law to regulate black powder and gun reloading supplies. And because you can always take bullets apart and pull the powder out of them, he wants a limit on how many bullets you can buy. You go in and you say, I'm going to go target shooting. Well, how many times are you going to pull the trigger? That's, you know, only the number of bullets that you get here. And further proving that there is still too many lead pipes up there in Washington, D.C., apparently there's this congressman down in Texas who says that Middle Eastern terrorists have formed links with the Mexican drug cartels, you know, the one that Fast and Furious is giving all the guns to, and they're being trained on how to pose as illegal aliens sneaking across the border. Now, of course, my attitude should be, let's close that border, if that really is a threat. But they're really reaching out there, just trying to maximize the impact on this. And apparently, a lot of his own constituents just came out with this, oh, come on, attitude. Now, remember those Ricin letters? Now, first of all, the guy who was accused of sending the Ricin letters has denied it. He says he's innocent, he's being set up. Apparently, recently he's been working as an Elvis impersonator. So in order to stop these horrible attacks on our president and our members of Congress, it is time to ban Elvis impersonators. But there's an interesting dimension to this story, because remember these Ricin letters were sent a week before the bombs went off in Boston. And it appears this Kevin Curtis, who sent these Ricin letters, may be the same Kevin Curtis who blew the whistle on a major body parts scandal a few years ago at this hospital he was working at, which wound up turning into a huge legal mess. People lost their jobs, lawsuits, civil litigation. Maybe this was somebody's idea of payback, because frankly, if you're going to send a letter with ricin or anthrax or whatever in there, you don't sign your real initials to it. But this guy supposedly did. We're being told that this guy sent these letters representing felony assaults on the leadership of this country, and he signed his own initials to them. If you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. Now, moving on to some other stories. As we're probably already aware, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the CISPA bill. This is the bill that allows the government completely unrestricted access and sharing to all of your online data. Every database, every email, every tweet, every Facebook, every whatever. It's all open season on your communications. No warrants required, no such thing as a Fourth Amendment. Because we've got to save you from acts of terror. Hasn't worked so far. It turns out, apparently, the CISPA went to the floor for a vote without allowing any debate. They just ramrodded that thing right on through. And that may have been part of the intention of staging this Boston bombing at that particular moment. Remember when 9/11 went off and the anthrax letters started showing up in Congress? And they voted that USA Patriot Act through into law without even bothering to read it. So that's how insane that gets. All righty. So let's take a minute here to talk about Oklahoma City. First of all, it was well documented. There were additional bombs inside the building. It was reported in the corporate media, and then, of course, 2 days later, oh, no, that don't pay attention to that anymore. This is the new official story. We had General Benton Parton, who was the military's top expert on explosives, saying that that truck full of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil could not have done that damage. Remember, the Murrah building was a federal building, and federal buildings are built much stronger, much tougher than ordinary building code buildings are. Same thing with Building 7 at the World Trade Center. Because it housed federal government offices, it was built extra strong and extra tough and should not have just collapsed down into its own footprint from a couple of office fires here. And then, of course, there's the story about the second Ryder rental truck that was spotted by a pilot over a U.S. Army base. And there was this whole little facility. You got to go in there and look at the pictures. You won't believe it. where there's this little screen set up. They're just way out of, you know, the public flow, and they're off in this little tiny corner of this military base about halfway from Elohim City to Oklahoma City. And they have a Ryder truck there and a bunch of other stuff around there. And remember, witnesses reported there appeared to be two Ryder trucks. The one that was rented there in Oklahoma City was old and used and beat up, but the truck seen in front of the Murrah building was brand spanking new. And a lot of deception there. One of the most interesting things about this is that the FBI spent something like 14 days browbeating a witness to testify that he'd seen Timothy McVeigh with the truck in front of the Murrah building. And after all that browbeating, they decided they couldn't risk putting him on the stand during McVeigh's trial because it would have fallen apart under cross-examination. So you need to go and look at some of those Oklahoma City links that I put up there. And the other one you need to look at, given that it's also the anniversary, is about Waco, Texas. And there's been a lot of stuff about Waco, Texas, and the deliberate incineration of these people. They were gassed to death with a gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war. It's called CS gas. And as a propellant, they were using a chemical called methylene chlorate, which is highly toxic. It's the chemical that they use. Have you ever been to a salad bar and they have that clear plexiglass scoop thing over it to prevent you from dropping dandruff into other people's food? How they bend that plastic is to expose it to methylene chlorate. It will physically melt your bodily tissues. And they just poured that stuff into the church, and then they tried to sell the story, oh, they just committed suicide, they set themselves on fire. Except that the autopsies on the surviving remains showed no smoke inhalation in their lungs. So they were dead before the fire started. You can go out and dig up that stuff. We're not going to reprise it all here. Got a couple of phone calls. Greg in Montreal, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Just a little bit off topic from what you're talking about, because I'm for the past 2 weeks, I'm trying hard. I'm having trouble reconciling, you know, about that 757 that crashed into the Pentagon. And
I win the bet, Claire. All right. Listen. All right. One more time. The perpetrators of 9/11 had to get rid of that plane and its passengers anyway. Why not crash it into the Pentagon? What is to be gained by pulling a subterfuge? Hundreds of witnesses saw that plane flying to the Pentagon. There should have been an equal number of witnesses seeing it flying away from the Pentagon. So unless you're up there with the Starship Enterprise and a giant transporter that can grab an entire airplane out of thin air, this is a classic case of poisoning the well. It is a propaganda tactic that any time the government is trying to keep a cover story in place and the public is getting a little too close to the truth, they throw some junk out there. So the corporate media can say, oh, those silly people, they don't even believe a plane flew into the Pentagon. And it's an old tactic. It's old enough to shave, and it's certainly old enough where we all recognize it when we see it. Whether it was the Umbrella Man during the Kennedy assassination, that was a poisoning the well stunt. The Fingerprint Man witness on Jim Garrison's trial of Clay Shaw, who was later admitted to have, yes, been a CIA contract agent at the time. It's an old tactic, and the no plane at Pentagon is the one that they have been using on 9/11. And the question nobody can really answer, besides the fact, hey, everybody saw it going to the building, nobody saw it going away, the real question is motive. Could they pull a fraud? Maybe, maybe not. Why would they bother? Okay, we're going to take another break here before we take more phone calls from the online propagandists. And real listeners. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healing. Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a lot of people are still wondering what happened over at the JFK Presidential Library, because it was announced ahead of time there was going to be a bomb drill exercise involving explosives over there. There were also all these other police reports of unexploded bombs being found. Then they said, oh, it was just an electrical fire that happened just when the bomb squad and the first responders happened to be sitting around eating donuts and drinking coffee. So it's kind of a very bizarre situation here. Now, earlier in the week, the New York Post, of course, put out one of the many pictures, or, oh, this is the suspect, that's the suspect. And they even said right in the news, there's no evidence linking them, but they look right. In other words, they looked Middle Eastern. It turned out to be a 27-year-old track coach and a high school athlete who obviously would have no legitimate reason to be there watching the Boston Marathon. And so the kid is now saying he's afraid, because his picture was out there on the New York Post, and he's afraid to go out of his home now because people are just attacking. Get those gosh darn Muslims for the Boston bomb. Get those gosh darn white people for Oklahoma City and all the rest of that stuff. So let me see. To recap, there was the CNN story that they had a suspect under arrest. There was Reuters putting out an obituary for George Soros. And, of course, the New York Post photos of the completely wrong suspect. So, all in all, it's been a bad week for the corporate media's credibility. Something to keep in mind as they come out and say, well, this time we've got the real truth and we really, 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 really mean it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I've got my thoughts, and my thoughts are a lot of these people, or not a lot of them, but some of these people do these things for the reason to get their name in the history book. And 50 years from now, you and I will not be remembered. But these people will be in the history book, their names.
Well, again, I understand that there are some people who do these things because they want to get their names in the history book. But again, look at Tamerlan. He was on his way to the Olympics. He didn't need to do something else to get into the history books. He was on his way.
He was a Golden Glove boxer and physique and.
Okay. All right, I think Jim just dropped, so let's move along from that. Now then, I want to talk about what happened down in Texas, because today that is scarcely getting a mention on the corporate TV news. They're referring back to it from time to time, and 12 people died and 50 homes got destroyed, and it was a really big bang, but we're back to Boston and terror, 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 and these Muslims are on the run and they've got explosives and blah, blah, blah. They're just trying to keep the focus on there. Now, here is the perspective. 3 people died in Boston, and yes, that is a tragedy for the families involved and for those who were wounded. It is a terrible, terrible thing. But obviously what happened down in Texas in terms of the real lives lost, the number of people wounded, the property being damaged was far worse. And we know there was a problem there. And we know there should have been a solution. It turns out, and we were reporting yesterday where there were some permit violations that sort of weren't being dealt with. It turns out the OSHA, their last inspection of this fertilizer plant was in 1985. And even back then, the company was fined for serious violations of how they were storing anhydrous ammonia. So we know why this fertilizer plant blew up. Management was cutting corners on safety, and the United States federal government didn't do its job. We have the culprits right before us. Where is the nonstop now on 5 days news coverage of this travesty? And it's like I pointed out yesterday, we have these very real problems in this country, and we know who the culprits are. And we know what the solutions obviously would be, and the corporate media, we're too busy talking about Jody Arias and Michael Jackson's doctor. But when they have an explosion in Boston, oh, yes, it's those evil Muslims. We must get them. We get ready for war. We're going to attack everybody. It's a very obvious bias in the corporate media, because it is the corporate media. And it's tangled up with all these corporations that are doing things like selling bad vaccines and not maintaining proper safety standards, not maintaining the safety equipment they do have, which was the case down with the Deepwater Horizon disaster. No acoustic blowout preventer. The manual blowout preventer was 4 years overdue on its maintenance, and when they needed it, it would not work. And that was why we had the Gulf Oil disaster. Did they throw those people in jail? Did they fire the Minerals Management Service for not doing its job? No, Obama goes down and swims in water that's kind of sort of maybe near the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually in it, it turns out, and says the Gulf seafood is safe. Go on buying and consuming, and all is well here. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, the fight with Pharaoh, really at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listening to Michael Bailey open your eyes. Judith, the fight with Pharaoh, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab some phone calls. Moose Girl in Wisconsin. Aloha, Moose Girl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Mike. I just wanted to say that they pretty much have been telling us they're going to do these false flag events. At the Boston Marathon, there are witnesses that say this is just a drill, nothing to worry about. And with this West Texas fertilizer explosion, there was actually a planned drill for the hospital in Waco called Operation Black Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's aware of that, but...
Well, we're aware of it. It's been sent to me. My understanding is the drill actually got called off, and Waco is 20 miles away. The fertilizer plant does appear to be a genuine industrial accident. It certainly makes the corporation that owns it look very, very bad. I think if anybody was going to, the ATF did go out there to try and find evidence of terror, and they basically drew a blank, which is why the corporate TV news isn't spending much time on it.
Right. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is if you ever hear of them doing a drill, be on the lookout.
Oh, yeah. Well, we definitely agree with that one. But the other side of that, of course, is that they are always conducting drills. And they, a lot of the drills are just legitimate drills to keep these people trained up. Usually it's an indicator of something nefarious going on when there is a drill that exactly overlaps the act of terror. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. We know that FEMA was on the ground in New York the night before 9/11. We know that there was a drill simulating a multiple tube bombing in London during the multiple tube bombing. There was a drill going on in Madrid. It is almost a classic hallmark. And we understand one of the reasons for the drill is to have an enhanced presence there to control the scene, to make sure that only the official story is allowed out, and also to make it look like the first responders really get there Johnny on the spot quickly. And a lot more than a few people have commented on how quickly FEMA was there in New York after 9/11 and how long it took them to respond to Hurricane Katrina or even more recently Storm Sandy, where it just takes them forever to get organized and get in there. It was interesting. Some of those first FEMA responders in there were having to ask the civilian and church food banks for lunch. That's how poorly prepared they were, because you have to remember, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is not about taking care of the American people, despite its public relations to the contrary. It's about preserving the continuity of the U.S. government against the American people. Same thing the Department of Homeland Security is all about.
Right. Okay, Mike, well, I'll let you go so you can take another call. Thanks for taking my call.
You've got it. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. About the Texas explosion, I wasn't aware of what that lady just said about a drill, and you pointed out that the drill in Waco was canceled and that it was over 20 miles away. But in West Texas, 20 miles can be a run to the convenience store. And even if they did cancel the drill, the hospital would have made preparations for an influx of patients and to be ready for that. So it could have, been there to, they would have done some prepping.
I disagree, because, again, when you have something like a bombing at a public event like the Boston Marathon, people will say, oh, this is obviously an intentional attack against people. But a factory blowing up, especially when it was kind of at night and the fire started, and we already know they were mishandling their anhydrous ammonia. And you need to remember back to the Texas City disaster, where a ship full of ammonium nitrate exploded and devastated the area. These kinds of industrial accidents do happen, and I do not go along with people suggesting that this was some kind of a terror attack.
Okay, yeah, now another thing about it, it begs the question, what percentage, that was a pretty big facility, what percentage of the fertilizer utilized in American agriculture was produced by that place? And, will we see a shortage of fertilizer, or will it affect food prices and all that sort of thing? That's one side question about it.
That's an interesting question, but I would imagine that probably the other fertilizer companies are ramping up production even now to cover the shortfall and take advantage of the increased sales.
Right. And hopefully there's sufficient capacity to make up for the loss. And then the one last thing I was going to say is, even assuming that it is an accident, it's certainly reflective of the fact of the American business ethics has so degraded under utilitarian ethics, such that the end justifies the means and corners are always cut for the bottom line. And, they've really lost sight of the importance of doing things correctly. I wish we had more.
More
Scotties out there who would over-engineer things and then not put the real spec in the book because it exceeded what they printed.
No, I'm absolutely in agreement with that one. Under this current social ethos of profit above all, I think the Ferengi took over Wall Street some years ago. But under this ethos of profit above all, everything is just engineered down to the bare bones minimum. And the idea that it might blow up and cause damage, they just treat it as a cost of business. We've certainly seen that in the pharmaceutical industry, where they put out these brand new patented synthetic medications and they start causing problems, and they figure they're making so much money from the medication, they can just pay off a few lawsuits and that will be that, okay?
Right, yeah, the old rationale used to be over-engineer it, then you don't have to worry about warranty claims and lawsuits, but they're too stupid to do that.
No, and right, they're too greedy, because the cost of over-engineering something so you didn't have to worry about the warranty, costs more money than making something cheap and replacing a few of them under that warranty. We're certainly seeing that with electronics. And again, when I was a kid, which was admittedly a long time ago, along with the idea of wanting to make a decent wage or salary, we were raised with the idea of just taking pride in our work, of wanting to make a good quality product that would endure. But this whole planned obsolescence, the corporate leadership, they want the products to fail just outside of warranty so that you are forced to buy another one. The last TV set that we had failed just 3 weeks inside the extended warranty that we had bought. And turned out there were no parts for it. Nobody wants you to repair these things. The model is throw it in the trash, buy a new one. Had we not had the extended warranty, we couldn't have afforded to replace the TV set. So we definitely lucked out on that one. Thanks very much for the call, Glenn. Going to let you go here. And before I take this next phone call, just a comment I wanted to make here. I'm a big fan of National Geographic. I read it a lot. At my age, National Geographic is kind of a fun magazine because when you're at my age reading Maxim, I feel like I'm a child molester looking at those young girls. So I do the whole National Geographic. I just got the most recent issue where they're talking about bringing back these dead, extinct life forms, which is an interesting exercise, but they're not going to repopulate entire extinct species with this technology. But I couldn't help but noticing, flipping through this National Geographic, was ad after ad after ad after ad. Did you live on this land under which a fiber optic cable went? You could share in a class action settlement. Did you take this medication? You can share in a class action settlement. Did you have this car? You can. And it was just, it was just leaping out. You know, all these ads, you could be part of this class action settlement as our nation deteriorates, as the products become poorer quality and more harmful. This idea of suing the corporations is becoming big business. And the corporations, it's cheaper to make a bad product and make a lot of money off of it and then settle the lawsuits than it is to make a quality, durable product. We saw, you know, if you go back and you look at the history of planned obsolescence, it reached a point where American industry said, we're losing money if we make quality products because people will buy them and use them forever and ever and ever, and that doesn't work for us. We need light bulbs to burn out after only 1,000 hours. We need heavy appliances to die after just 5 years. Cars are engineered to last only 8 years for the high-end models and only 5 years for the low-end models. They literally control the galvanization on the steel so that after 4.5 years, it starts to rust and rust through very quickly so that you'll get tired of driving that old rust bucket and you'll run out and buy a brand new car on credit. And that's the business model. And it's a very destructive of the economy because we're all working as hard as we can just to stay where we are. We're not building for the future. We're not making progress. We're working and spending and borrowing and spending just to stay where we are, to always have a working car, to always have a working computer. And that's destructive of society. It's destructive of the economy. And, of course, it's hideously destructive of the environment. Because they dig up all these natural resources or they conquer somebody else's country and take those resources and they stamp them into the latest little gizmo, which you buy and you use for 6 months or maybe a year, throw it in the landfill, and they start the process all over again. And you see all these environmental people screaming about global warming and pollution and the rest of it. They never talk about this very destructive planned obsolescence methodology. They never talk about that. It's always about you must pay carbon taxes, you must obey a global environmental authority. And yet the single most destructive approach to the economy to the environment with this economy based on planned obsolescence, they don't talk about that for some strange reason. Going to go back to the phones. Michael in New Jersey. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just have two things. I heard there was a video that the FBI has of the guy actually playing the bomb. I haven't seen it. I don't know if anybody has. And then the other thing is I would love to hear an interview with the guy's girlfriend. So just want to see if you would have any comments on that stuff. I'll let you go. Thanks, Mike.
Well, you're welcome. First of all, what the FBI has is a video of the suspect planting a bag. And again, if these two guys were actually, if they thought they were part of the bomb exercise, then yeah, they're going to plant the phony bomb. As far as the girlfriend, I would absolutely love it if the corporate media would leave the family and friends alone And they may not go back to the girlfriend because so far up to this point, interviewing the friends and family has turned out to be a public relations nightmare because they're all out there saying, no way could these kids have committed these horrible acts. It just defies belief. And again, if the U.S. government and the corporate media are facing a crisis of credibility, it's their own fault. I know from their point of view, oh, it's that gosh darn independent media and it's that gosh darn Republic Broadcasting and it's that gosh darn what really happened. They're out there telling the truth and we need to catapult the propaganda forward. But you know, after decades and decades of lies, prudence demands that we never accept anything the government or the corporate media tells us at face value. And I think what is becoming very obvious from the reaction to the Boston bombing, and certainly from their running around shutting down various videos and web pages and blocking Facebook posts, is that the majority of people aren't buying the official story on the Boston bombing. And the government's trying to back up and regroup and figure, how do we get this? How do we sell it? It's not going to work. And I've been telling you this for years, and I presume that the government assets who monitor this show on behalf of the government have been taking notes that beautiful, easy-to-rule, easy-to-deceive nation of the 1950s and the 1960s at the height of the Cold War does not exist any longer. The Internet has transformed the fundamental way in which information flows through society as dramatically as Gutenberg's rediscovery of movable type printing. The old methods will not work any longer. I think the public reaction to the Boston pretty much confirms that. Now, those institutions that can evolve to deal with the new information environment will survive. Those institutions that cannot evolve and adapt to the changing environment are doomed to extinction. In the case of the United States government that is having to prop up so many lies over so many decades, I don't think they have the ability to evolve and adapt. I think Boston proves it. I was saying earlier in the week, it had to be an act of utter desperation for them to try this stunt. Or it is simply a case of institutional fossilization. They're still living in the world of the 1950s and 1960s when these kind of things would work. And so they're very much out of touch with what's going on. Quick phone call, George in Texas. Aloha, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I know you're talking about credit. You know, the only thing I noticed on the TV, it's just throwing out your face constantly, is these car title loans. Since the banks no longer own the cars, I think they're trying to find a new form of lending to get that car back under their ownership and put everybody back into debt.
Well, that's what a lease is all about. And yes, for a lot of people, leasing is a little less expensive than a car loan. But the thing is, at the end of the lease period, you are required to turn the car back in and get a new car and a new lease. So instead of having a 5-year car loan followed by maybe 2 or 3 years where careful maintenance will allow you to continue driving what is now your car, now it's a 3-year lease followed by a 3-year lease followed by a 3-year lease followed by a 3-year lease.
Well, you know, the thing is, a car dealership offered me 10 years of payment on a car instead of 5 years.
Because nobody is in the financial position. If you're not in the 1%, buying a new car is very difficult. I'm driving a 12-year-old Honda right now. I know it's not going to last for very much longer, even though it is in great, great shape compared to newer cars. Certainly compared to that POS Nissan Xterra that we had. But, you know, trying to get a new car loan right now, I don't even want to try and apply for one in the current economy.
Well, you know, the thing is, I went to the state auction. I bought a nice car, a Pontiac, a 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix with the engine overhaul at the county auction for $500.
That's a good deal. That's a really good deal. I may look at doing something like that, trying to find an auction or something where I can pick up a confiscated vehicle.
Oh, I mean, sometimes nobody shows up at these auctions and say, $1. You probably walk off of the car for $1, Mike.
Well, that's probably a good thing to look at, but of course, America's corporate culture is you have to buy a new one of whatever on credit or the system starts coming apart. Well, you know, and right now we're all learning how to be our own mechanics. We're not, and you know, modern new cars are designed so the regular driver owner really can't do a lot of maintenance on them. I discovered that on the Xterra. This 12-year-old Honda I'm driving right now, I can open that hood. Wow, I can fix this myself. It's simple. It's elegant. It doesn't have 5 million computers in there trying to, you know, take care of me from myself, protect me from myself. I like simple, elegant cars.
My first car was a Oldsmobile Delta 88 with the 350, mm-hmm. and that thing was so easy to fix.
My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. I bought it for $100. It was black. Each of the four fenders was a different color. You could just fix those things and keep them running. And I rebuilt the engine, and I had it painted green, and I was going to drive that car forever. But then that gosh darn Chevy jumped the divider on Azusa Avenue and re-kitted my car, and I had to go out and buy this Buick Opel, which was the biggest mistake in my automotive life. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead...
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, this gorgeous creature behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who is going to wait patiently and quietly while we finish up our phone call with George in Texas. George, you had one more thing you wanted to say.
About what's going on in Massachusetts, you know, trying to blame the Muslims, the Tea Parties, the veterans, and the any constitution. Now they want to Russians. And now they got this excuse for security theater in Massachusetts and Connecticut. It just shows these systems get ready to crumble. And I'll tell you one thing, Obama signs executive orders to further try to restrict our Second Amendment rights. I really think there's going to be a lot of blowback this time.
Well, I know people have been pushed to the breaking point, and we're seeing on the corporate media where this complete total lockdown of Watertown and its surrounding areas is continuing, where people are being kept in their homes and they're trying to sell this as the correct, proper response, which means from now on, all they got to do is say, there's a terrorist in the neighborhood. Get inside your homes. No schools, no jobs, no transportation. Just stay in your homes. Don't look out the windows. Don't find the truth for yourself. Just watch your TV and you will be told what to believe. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, the thing is, it was on America's Most Wanted. When I first moved to Texas, they had a prison escapee living out in the woods. You know what the police told us? Have our guns locked and loaded by our doors. You know.
Well, that's a good thing to do right now anyway.
Yeah, and it's like the thing is, it's like this guy was trying to take over homes, and people with guns kept him out. He had to live out in the woods.
That's exactly right. And again, you know, as we were going to talk about this later in the show, all these people talking about you only really need 7 rounds in your gun at one time. And there was a story about this police officer who ran out of ammunition shooting at a criminal, because unlike Hollywood movies and TV shows, when you shoot somebody with a gun, they don't always die immediately, even if you hit them in an area that will kill them eventually. They don't fall. They don't just fly back against the back of the set instantaneously. That's all Hollywood thinking. People who get shot, they go into shock and they keep on going, and they don't even realize they're actually in the process of dying, and they can still commit all kinds of mayhem. If they're on angel dust, it's even worse. The one time when I had to defend my life, it was against a guy on angel dust, and he was suffering all this huge damage, and he didn't even seem to notice. And that's another reason for Americans to have high-capacity magazines and powerful weapons. We have a legitimate right to keep and bear arms equal to, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. Got to let you go here, George. We're coming up on station identification, and before the music starts, we're getting the story. Apparently, an 8th grader has been arrested and charged for some kind of a crime, and it's not really being said yet. He was wearing a Second Amendment T-shirt, and they arrested him. That is really, I think, one of the scariest things I have seen come down the wire in a long time, where a kid, an 8th grader, wears a T-shirt talking about the Second Amendment, and he's arrested? That is just insane. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.